February is Black History Month in the United States, but it's a month of even greater importance to me. And with this being a leap year, I wonder how much the extra day will impact the divine master plan for my life in 2024. I'm Ken Boone, and this is my podcast, Much More to Say. This show is a production of the Descant MMG Podcast Network. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Show notes can be found on our website, muchmoretosay.weebly.com. That's muchmore2say.weebly.com. And now, on with the show. I started this podcast during a leap year, 2020 to be exact. The three trailers as well as the first five episodes were published in 2020. The goal was to get us to the next inauguration day of January 20th, 2021, with our sanity somewhat intact. It was leap year 2020 that COVID-19 first began running rampant throughout the country and throughout the world. Now, most of us were terrified, yet hopeful that Inauguration Day of 2021 would bring us leadership that can perform well in a crisis. Fortunately, the work we put in during leap year of 2020 was just enough to get to the new year without everything going to hell. And I have a silly question for you. How much of a factor did the extra day play in things working out for us? Just a question. I need the extra day since February has been one of my busiest months for as long as I can remember. Where I grew up, it was always the coldest month of the year, as well as being the shortest month everywhere that recognizes our calendar. But as I mentioned earlier, we did get an extra day this month and this year. I'd like to look back to see if I used it wisely for this podcast. Now, this retrospective doesn't replace my monthly news notes and more blog posts I'll publish this Friday. But it doesn't stop me from rehashing what I talked about this month. In my first episode of the month, I warned you about getting distracted by chasing that next big thing, better known as the shiny penny. That means don't focus undue attention on that new and trendy idea only to drop it when something newer and trendier comes along. Now, that's been one of my character flaws for years. While I remind myself to stay focused and on task, I also remind myself not to ignore a good thing when I see it, even if it may take me off course just a little. Now, in the words of American author Charles Mashburn, so don't pass by that penny when you're feeling blue. It may be a penny from heaven that an angel has passed to you. In my second episode of the month, I decided to revive the theme of my very first hosted podcast, which was titled From Grievance to Gratitude. But instead of airing grievances about perceived slights in my past, I applied a humorous touch to my grumblings. Using the book, Getting Old Ain't for Wimps by author Karen O'Connor, as the basis of my resentments, I decided to take on the role of the grumpy old man. I spoke about checkup season with all the various healthcare providers. And since most of the news I received was good, I really had nothing to complain about. However, I did find one thing to complain about down the road. To my horror, I discovered that I am going bald, or at least starting to. So it was only fitting that I ended that episode with a quote from another bald man, a famous one at that, comedian and writer Larry David, who said, "Anyone can be confident with a head full of hair, but a confident bald man, there's your diamond in the rough." My third episode of the month had an anniversary theme, beginning with the date Celia and I first met, which was February 19th, 2010, to our first date, February 21st, 2010, and topping off with the day we got married, February 19th, 2011. We make it a point to celebrate all those dates since they represent the start of the best years of our lives. That was also the time I got reacquainted with music. As you know, it was Celia who gave me permission and encouraged me to approach music as a long-lost friend and not the bitter adversary of my youth. And as a birthday resolution for this year, I decided to make music again, not just listen, and to serve as Celia's on-stage sidekick, of course. Now, keeping things in a musical context, I ended that episode with a quote from music superstar Garth Brooks, who said that music keeps you eternally young. It just does. What I love about it now is touring without guilt. Now it's like nothing is being held back. You get to eat mashed potatoes with both hands instead of one. It's just fantastic. There were other things that happened in February 2024. In order of occurrence, on February 11th, we celebrated the 34th birthday of my son Kenny. On that same day, we saw one of the greatest Super Bowls of recent memory. We also saw the justice system work by way of a large civil judgment rendered against a very famous, very bombastic individual who thought that he would never be held accountable for any wrongdoing. Time will tell if he can even come up with the money or if the judgment will be overturned on appeal. Now, as a native New Yorker, I hope that he files for bankruptcy protection and has to admit publicly that he's broke, or at least not nearly as wealthy as he's claimed to be for these past decades. But worrying about things I can't control wouldn't be using this year's extra day wisely. We still have a lot of work to do to make my next birthday, January 20th, 2025, a very special day. And that would be to witness my guy take the oath of office for his second term. Today's quote is from Anonymous. Today only comes once in 4 years. So, make this extra day extra special. Take that extra leap. Happy leap year, everyone. Until next time, I'm Ken Boone. Thanks for listening.
We invite you to visit our website, muchmoretosay.weebly.com, That's much more, the number 2, say.weebly.com.
While you're there, be sure to check out our weekly blog, where you will find audio video posts, essays, and the latest news and notes.
You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Episodes are available on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Google Podcast. So like, comment, share, and join the conversation. This has been a production of the Descant MMG Podcast Network.